the LQE model, the exponential cell killing term multiplies not only the radiation induced term, but also the background incidence term. Having it multiply the background incidence term assumes that hematopoietic stem cells do not try to repopulate to their original normal levels. So what evidence is there for this? Here are three papers. In the first of these papers, bone marrow transplant doses of 10, 100, and 1,000 long-term competitive repopulating units injected into congenic irradiated recipient mice yield a functional hematopoietic system at each dose and reconstituted true levels that lie anywhere from 1 to 20% or 15 to 60% normal, depending on the dose and the origin. This suggests that low crude doses expand more so than high crude doses, and that high crude doses overreduce the requisite crude level, leaving the final crude level anywhere within a dead band of physiologically acceptable values. In the second paper, broad variation in human hematopoietic stem cell levels is also consistent with the dead band. In other words, if any value within a range is just as good for any single individual, then we'd expect that within a population, lots of people would have lots of different values. Low levels of hematopoietic stem cells in bone marrow transplant patients, down around 10%, are also consistent with there being a low level that we need and no driving force to take it up any higher, back up to 100%. If only a fraction of our stem cells are needed to sustain a functional hematopoietic stem cell system, a functional hematopoietic system with all the other stem cells being reserved, it seems plausible that a small loss of hematopoietic stem cells would not be recovered because there would be no loss of function feedback signal to drive it back up to its original value. If that's true, then at least at low doses, having the exponential cell killing term multiply the LQE model across the background incidence is okay. The big question this raises, however, is that if we go on the limit of low doses, might the reduction in spontaneous risk be enough to offset the risk of radiation-induced CML?